ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والسلات والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا طبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Respected brothers and sisters, please accept our warmest salams. We are spending a few minutes on the 20th dua of Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya, the supplication on noble moral traits and acts pleasing to Allah سبحانه وتعالى وهب لي معالي الأخلاق. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is asking Allah سبحانه وتعالى here in this portion of the dua, in this segment of the dua, that Ya Allah, give me the highest moral traits, give me the lofty, exalted moral traits, معالي الأخلاق. Now we want to focus and see what is mentioned in dua مكارم الأخلاق. Is exactly consisting what? It consists of exalted morals, the realities for which the divine prophets were all sent down, right? Were all sent to people to realize within the human soul to ensure the good of both this world and the hereafter, right? These are the truth that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, we should not pass this segment of the dua without mentioning the famous hadith from Rasulullah, where he said, "Innama bu'ithtu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq." Brothers and sisters, I'm warning myself and all of you, myself first and all of you next, that we are on a decline of moral traits, good moral, exalted moral traits in our communities. In fact, we are becoming toxificated with the environments that we are living in. In fact, we are separating ourselves and distancing away from the akhlaq and the tradition of Rasulullah, the akhlaq and the characters, the moral traits that the Holy Prophet came to enhance and expand on. In fact, the Holy Prophet said in another note, "Inna Allaha yuhibbu ma'ali al-akhlaq wa yakrahu safsafaha." Right? He says, "Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves exalted morals and detests those that are lowly and base." Right? Safsafaha means those who are not having these moral traits in them. Let's take a break. Inshallah, we'll be back momentarily.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
All right, respected brothers and sisters, Imam Ali alayhi salam, talking about noble and exalted moral traits, he says, "Alaykum bi makarim al-akhlaq." You've got no duty, right? It's yours, immediate, necessary, urgent. "Alaykum bi makarim al-akhlaq fa innaha rif'atun." Adhere to noble traits of character, for they are a source of elevation, right? You want to become better? Therapies, I don't need them, thank you. I will enhance my good moral traits, right? Therapies? No, I don't need them, right? Let me listen to the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam and be aware of lowly traits. وَإِيَّاكُمْ بَالْأَخْلَاقِ الدَّنِيَّةِ We love you, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, for these words that you have taught us. فَإِنَّهَا تَدَعُ الشَّرِيفِ وَتَهْدِمُ الْمَاجْدِ For they abase the noble and destroy the glory. Akhlaq is really important. Good moral traits are really, really important, right? إِذَا رَقِبْتَ Imam Ali alayhi salam says, إِذَا رَقِبْتَ فِي الْمَكَارِمِ فَاجْتَنِبِ الْمَحَارِمِ The very basic approach to gain exalted moral traits, to enhance them, to grow them. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, if you desire noble traits, then avoid the prohibitions, then avoid what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made prohibited, has made the red lines, has made and announced them to be forbidden. Stay away from those, you prepare the ground for the growth of makarim al-akhlaq, exalted moral traits, meaning, on the contrary, quiet on the opposite end. That means if you commit sins, if you constantly cross over the red lines that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn, if you constantly disobey the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, eventually you'll be on a decline from the akhlaqi, ethical perspective. Let's take another break. Stay tuned with us.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, peace and blessings be upon him. He says that when defining the noble traits of character in his narration, he says it this way. He says, certainty, yaqeen, patience and sabr, gratitude, which is shukr, forbearance, which is helm, and good character. Husnul Khulq, right? The way you deal with people and interact with people, let it be the best and the finest. Generosity, sakhawa, right? Being able to separate yourself from the possessions of this dunya in the times necessary. Zeal and honor, ghayra. These are all list of good akhlaq, right? Ma'ali al-akhlaq. Courage, shaja'a, right? Sometimes we are very courage and we seem to have shaja'a with people who do not have any power over us. But when it becomes facing the tyrants, that shaja'a disappears, right? It's not shaja'a. Courage is courage if you can stand up and use it against the tyrants, the ones who oppress people, yet they seem to have more power than you. Last but not least, manliness and chivalry, which is murovva, right? Being manly, having chivalry is one of those good akhlaqs, one of those good moral traits that we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow it upon us. The Holy Prophet says, and let it be the final note we have, stated in a narration that alaykum bimakarim al-akhlaq, adhere to noble traits of character, for Allah, the mighty and majestic, has sent me with them. Among the noble traits of character are that a person forgives the one who wronged them, right? Gives to the one who deprived him, and joins ties with the one who severed them, and visits the one who does not visit them. May Allah give us all these good moral traits. We'll be speaking more on it, inshallah, in future sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد